authorities argue and say, no, how can you give that? That's matanat levyonim. It should be something that they can make a sur down. So we'll say, you can say it's, three beitzim, two beitzim, whatever it is, and to give it to them so that they can eat it, so that they can spend it on the day. What they spend it on is their business. I don't have to decide for them what they spend it on. But I could, in theory, go and prepare a nice suda and give it to someone who's in need. The question is, what's a... And that would work as well, okay? Although these days, I think it's better, I think it's easier, simpler, and more straightforward to give money. Obviously, a cash gift. On that day, you can be arranged in advance to be given on that day. A bowl b'shlucha is perfectly fine. And the question is, who's an evyon today? Who's the people who might need? So on this, the Piskei Tshuvot says, not everybody is automatically a person who's completely homeless and whatever. That's definitely an ani. But there's also people who have no parnasa, who have no regular job, don't know how they're going to pay the next week's rent and the electricity bill and live and pay for food, put food on the table. So that is also included for people who are out of work or, definitely in need. Now, it might be that the person generally is not completely poor and totally destitute, but might not have cash at the moment. For example, I can give you an example. I know, for example, a person owns their own house. They can't claim certain benefits. Now, if they lost their job and they can't pay their mortgage, there's no help. The bank might, God forbid, right, not let them take the house. But they've lost their job. They don't have a way to pay it. So that would also be included in for the Hilchot Purim, for the Matanot Levyonim, could be included in that kind of category.
Even though they've got money at that moment.
They might be able to sell their property, but they don't have money right now. Okay, so we call it cash poor.
Not liquid.
Okay, but not liquid. They might have assets, but that they can't get rid of immediately. Okay, and therefore, in this moment, they are an avion. They're in need, and we know plenty of people. Unfortunately, it's not an unknown thing. People lose their jobs, chas v'chalila, or don't have parnasa. However, it works out, and we have to. These are the people who are included, and it's important to not miss them out. One important point about this, before we move on to the next topic, is actually what comes first? What's more important? What's in the order of the mitzvot of Purim? It's actually an important question. So, if you look at the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, they both bring the halachot of matanot le'evyonim before the halachot of mishloach manot, for example. And definitely, yeah. You would say, obviously, well, what's the question? We should give the tzedakah first. That person is more in need. And we know that the Rambam, also the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, the Rambam says, it's so important to make people happy on this day, to give them whoever doesn't have or is in need, to give them, to make them happy. It's the most important mitzvah. You know what? It made me so happy to recall that I was speaking today, because this is the important thing. To have a simcha myself, Baruch Hashem, I have everything, I can eat and drink and be merry, and yet the true simcha is to help someone else. That's the true simcha. It makes no difference to me now. I could eat, I could drink one whiskey less. I can take one mishloach manot less. Right? Accept one mishloach manot less. But I really, to give a person who's in need, who's destitute, who's whatever their need is, and to make them happy on this day is really, that's the key mitzvah of the day, and that's why it comes first, straight after the halachot of Megillah, in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Torah. Any questions on this before we move on? No.
How do
we I'm about to get to that. Hang on. Okay, I'm going to do that last. Okay. I'm going to get to it. Okay, that's the last. There's no order in what? No, that's what I'm saying. Matanot le'evyonim first. However, if I have my friend in front of me and I want to give him mishloach manot, obviously I just give it to him. It's not a key thing. Others say, actually, having said what the Shulchan Aruch says, others say, if you look at the Megillah, it says, Mishloach Manot Ish L'Re'ehu U'Matzanot La'Evyonim. So maybe it should go around that way first. Give Mishloach Manot, and then give Matanot La'Evyonim. I would say, I would stick with this motif. Well, the question is, actually, in the Shulchan Aruch, okay, you can do it that way too. Listen, the idea is that all of this discussion and all these nafkaminot are very important when we do it. But the idea is, the most important, the underlying notion of all of this is to actually think, actually, you know what? Today is my day to make people happy. That's the importance of the day. And the poor people, I can make them happy. It's a very simple thing to make a poor person happy. Right? Give him enough something to survive on, something to have a nice suda on, so he thinks for him it's a Yom Tov as well. You know? A person, I say Shabbat Chachol, right? And don't rely on other people. Make your Shabbat Chol, don't eat lavishly, but don't rely on other people. Yes? We know this principle. But actually here, the person, we want to make his Chol, right? His into a Shabbat, into a Yom Tov, into a true Simchat Purim. So that's very important. Yes? Not the night before. All of these mitzvot are in the day. The only mitzvah really that's in the night, the true mitzvah that's in the night, and I'm about to get to it, is the night is Megillah, right? And to put in place preparation to do Matanot Le'Evyonim. I mean, here there's a it's well established. We know what we're doing. There's notices everywhere. Every base medrash, every shul collects. So there's no problem. Okay. So here we're organized. But if you need to organize yourself. Someone once asked me a question. I'm in a place on Purim where there's no other Jewish people. I have to travel for work, I have to do this thing, and I won't be able to do the mitzvot. So I said, first of all, obviously, you arrange it in advance, you give to a Jewish person. But if someone puts out their hand, poshet yado on Purim, right, what do? Even if he's a no Yehudi, right, even if he's an Akum, says a Shulchan Aruch, you give him. In a place, and the Mishnah Berurah explains that it's mipnei darkei shalom. They give for themselves and they don't give for us. So we don't want to make a Chilul Hashem, even though, right, generally, obvious. And the Mishnah Berurah himself says, in a place where it's acceptable. Okay, I think in today's world, the way things are going outside, it's okay, you give him a coin, you give him something with a nice face, and I think that's okay. If people see that there's a day of giving, then we shouldn't make a lot of discrimination, because everything reflects on us and how we're treated. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute, okay? We'll discuss it. There's a chiluk, actually. It's true. So, obviously, now we get on to the Suda before we get to the last area, the Mishloach Manot. Suda Purim, very important. Everyone knows. Mechayev Enish Libisumei, right? Everyone has to get drunk. I'm not going to talk about it. I think we have someone a bit closer to Purim to explain it. But Suda has to be in the day and not in the night. There's a whole discussion about it in the Gemara. I think it was Rabbah and Rabbi Zera were hanging around and waiting for the Talmidim to come. Right? It says, where are they? I'm wrong. Ameymar. Right? Ameymar is saying, where's my students? He says, maybe they're eating. So we said, we learned, no, like Rav Kahana, you don't, no Suda at the night. Okay, only in the day. Interestingly, most of the time the Ramaz comments come after the Rav Yosef Karo's in the Shulchan Aruch. He wrote here Hagah before the Seif Aleph, right? It's printed there before Seif Aleph. Mitzvah la'arbot b'su'udah purim u'b'su'udah hat yotzeim. Right? So he says it's a mitzvah to have a lot of su'udah, to be merry, to be happy, and one su'udah is enough. Obviously, it's not like a Yom Tov where you need two su'udot. But he says u'mikol makom gam b'layla yismach v'yabrek tzat. Sorry, I didn't read the Shulchan Aruch. Suudat Purim she'asa b'layla lo yatza yedei chovato. So you can't do Suuda at night, just like in the Gemara we learned. But he says the Rama, no problem, but you should eat and be merry. It's not part of the mitzvah, but it's part of the simcha of Purim. I'm going to miss out the whole discussion about getting drunk, b'chayv inish libesume, because it's in the Shulchan Aruch. It's very interesting. There are different opinions on what this means, okay, and I'm not going to go into it. But there are several. Does anyone have any questions on Suudat Purim?
Yes,
when does it start?
So the Ramah says, it's interesting, he says that you start in the afternoon, close to... he says people who start too close to Shkia and Rav Soda is the next night, then it's not Purim anymore. You really have to start early enough. And the truth is, many communities, the Temanim, for example, have Soda in the morning at lunchtime, late morning, like Soda Shabbat, and then it goes on into the afternoon, and that's Soda on Purim. So the people who start very close to sunset, the Ramah says it's not so good to do it, but we see that everyone does it. And I don't think that actually... Yeah, I think the Maharil is okay with it. I know someone... You can. I heard this week that about doing mitzvot sometimes that it's kind of run of the mill. It's not even a mitzvah for the person. They don't, you know, for them, that's their nature. So I heard about someone who bought a poor person, their credit ran out in the shop, he paid their bill. When they were there, they said, thank you very much, went away, and he said, how much is their account? And he cleared their account as well, so they would have credit for next time. And he walked away, there was no fanfare, no one knew about it. I heard from someone else, just this week, that someone who unfortunately is not well, may have a refuah shlema, used to take on Purim, food in the morning, rolls and spreads and what have you, in the morning, so that he would make suda, he would wash in shul and make, you know, straight after Megillah in shul, after Shachrit in shul, eat. And then he would say, you know, if anything happens during the day, I don't know, someone came, I didn't eat enough, I ate too late, I washed too late, all of these, I've already done Yatzai Yedei Chavato, he's done his, what he has to do, and he won't need to do suda later. What they didn't realize was that he was taking a whole load of food, more than he could eat himself, and anyone who needed knew to come to eat there, right? To have suda, at least they would have had breakfast and started the day the right way. You know, Purim, Yom Tov, very, you know, in the right way. And this was his mitzvah. No one knew about it till now. We're talking about, what did he do? What did this gentleman do? And I think that's an inspiration for us to learn from these characters who very quietly, without any fanfare, do, you know, things for people who don't have or who might not have or whatever, or whoever's in need, whatever they need. Okay, so Mishloach Manot. This is the question now. Some say you have to send two foods to one person, two items of food to one person. Okay. It's interesting, someone said to me from a different town, they said the minhag is that you should give two different brachot. And I said, that's very interesting, but that's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You can give even two pieces of meat, or a piece of meat and a piece of fish, they're both shakol, and there's no problem, or two cakes, and it's no problem. It has to just be two cakes. So that's...
Two that, pieces of the same cake?
No, not two pieces of the same cake. Two cakes.
He's different.
Even two the same bracha, it doesn't matter.
Cakes, yeah.
They can both be chocolate, but they can be two cakes. Say again? No. Well, unless it's a chaticha royal et kabed, you're going to give someone a mana, right? Something that they can accept and enjoy. Yes. Sorry, 1 second, guys. Forgive me. Let's carry on. Yes.
The train station they're going to, they're having the food at 12 o'clock.
Yes.
And when will they be allowed to? When will they have to wash their hands if they're having at 12 o'clock?
Why not? The 12. 12. Start at 12. No problem. It's good.
And
you are
absolutely.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whenever they have the suda, that's when they wash. Okay? Alright, so Mishloach Manot, two foods. It can be, if it's a piece, you know what? Where do they sell cheesecake? By the meter, yeah? You buy, or by the weight. Then it's two pieces, right? So it's two nice pieces, you bought it. It can be even two pieces of cheesecake. It says, Shtei Manot Basar, or Shel Minei Ochalim. It could be anything. Whatever it is, whatever ma'achal it is. Okay, so some, you know, different minhagim. Some say, it's interesting, first of all, you have to do it during the day and not in the night. Okay?
The Yishlach was after the Purim Suda?
After? Well, it's not Purim anymore. If it's still Purim.
Yeah, the Purim Suda early.
Ah, yes. Yeah. With pleasure. With pleasure.
Because the Purim Yishlach was the Purim Suda.
Yeah. So I was about to get to that. So the, amongst many people, amongst several people, Oh, 1 second. The minhag is, let me answer your question. The minhag is that amongst many people, they used to, I don't know if they do it today or not anymore, but they used to give, right, things that they would want to eat in the Suda, especially if they were, Baruch Hashem, today we have plenty, right? We can go to any shop around here, there's plenty of them, go buy a whole Suda and be happy. There's no problem, Baruch Hashem, most people I know have enough money. But in the olden days, lo aleinu, they were lived in very hard times, so they needed the mishloach manot from one person to go to the next person. He would give him a suda, and the other one would give him back a suda, and so that he could be. Yeah, no, but it's in the Shulchan Aruch as well. There's no question that's how it used to be. Today, okay, you can give afterwards. I don't think to give a gift and to make love between people and to make a good feeling between people, which is what this is all about. And Purim really is all about the pleasures of Olam Hazeh, right? And why is that? Because we need to make other people happy. If someone has had a bit of a difficult time with someone, bring him Shloch Manot, patch it up, clear the air. Okay, so this is the time of making good. And this includes people who, I don't need a meal. Right, I know my friends. Many of my friends don't need a meal, so that's not matanot levyanim. But I want to show them my love and my friendship. This is an opportunity, and my appreciation of their friendship. Okay, so this is an opportunity to do that. The poskim throughout, certainly the later ones, are very strong on including the children in all the mitzvot. So already in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, "Bring your children to shul to hear Megillah." Right, that's important. That's very good. Have lots of noise. Have the kids in shul. Make them feel at home there. Okay. And again, also with this, with mishloach manot, every child from age of chinuch should give at least one friend. Get in the habit of doing mitzvot. You know, we don't inculcate our values only by teaching them by mouth and people listening. We inculcate our values by doing. And we teach our children, just like we teach them how to cross the road, and that it's how to do it safely and carefully. The same exact thing we have to do with these mitzvot, the mitzvot of Ben Adam al Chaverah. Give matanot le'evyonim. Do it. Give mishloach manot. It's nice to put out a hand of friendship. Okay, one thing, mishloach manot. Okay, it has to be. Does it have to? The question is, does it have to be alidei shaliach, or can I do it myself? It's an important question. Have I fulfilled the chiyuv if I've done it myself, if I give someone a mishloach manot? Because in the Megillah it says, mishloach manot, send it. How do you send something? I don't take it myself. We can. It's better to do it that way, but I don't think there's it's dafka. Okay, so there's a question about it, and the... Binyan Tzion has a discussion about it, but I think it's okay. There's no problem even if you gave it yourself. It's better by a shaliach than it's a surprise when the person gets it. No, better without.
Why? If I give a present direct to the person.
But I've written a note on it. Because I care about you, even though I couldn't see you, I'm thinking about you. Here you are. Right, so there are now, they've turned into a good business. What happens? You know, you can give a shloach manot, in America, in Belgium, in Israel, everywhere, wherever you go. So, you can be here and give a shloach manot all over the world. All right?
Can you give the shloach manot to your family?
Yes, you can.